A man who usually goes to a lot of tournaments as part of Sky Sports broadcast, Rich Beem, former PGA champion, joining us here on Overdrive. How are you, Rich?
I'm finer than new money. How you boys doing?
We like that. Like that stuff.
That caught you by surprise a little bit. I like it.
I like it as well. Are you going to any of these tournaments as we get going next week?
I'm not. Not for the first four events where they're going to play behind closed doors. Hopefully, my first event will be, funny enough, at the Memorial, but it sounds like there's going to be two events at Muirfield Village. So I think that's going to be my first one. We just don't have the ability to getting in the production team over to the U.S. in order to broadcast it. So when I do finally go out there, I'll probably just have one cameraman and doing some live interviews and things like that, shooting it back to London Studios. But beyond that, I'm not too sure exactly what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the road. But in the meantime, I got another 4 weeks in Austin, Texas, to play a little bit of golf, hang out with my buddies, and watch a lot of golf on TV, because I will be calling in during the broadcast and talking to the studios in London. But everything's going to be home for the next 4 weeks.
So what's good? Do you know what's happening with the U.S. production, Rich? I mean, is it going to be the normal guys on the ground on the weekend and just, or guys at home, or how do you think it's going to work?
You know, I think you're going to see a lot of the same things out there. I think you're going to have the guys in the towers during the week. You'll have one walking, roving commentator. So I think that is, from a TV standpoint, I think that's going to be kind of in place. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see them doing anything remotely. I think it's just going to be easier to do it from the tournament itself. So I think you'll see most of the production quality that you would normally see at a PGA Tour event remain about the same. I know that the match and that skins game were fairly unique, so they're able to do some of that from the studios. But I think during the regular broadcast, you're going to see Jim Nance and Nick Faldo in the 18th hour and the rest of the crew out there for CBS. So I expect that to stay the same. I haven't heard any different, so I really don't know. But I just don't see it being anything but that, especially since in Texas they've opened up a lot of things. The governor's reopened a lot of the states. So I think we're going to see pretty much the same telecast you would normally see, without minus the fans.
I was at my club yesterday, and I had to stop on my cart. I was heading to the range, and I was watching four guys finish up. And they finished up, and they kind of gave each other like a Shooter McGavin little salute, and there was no handshake. Is the post-round handshake probably officially done in the PGA Tour?
You know, I think they're gonna have that in place. But here's the funny thing, guys. I mean, how long is that going to last for? I know that I play a lot of golf, and I think that doing the fist bump or not shaking hands afterwards probably lasted for about a week or so. And then after that, it's like, all right, I haven't gotten sick, you haven't gotten sick, all right, let's come hug it out. So I don't know. I don't think you're going to see the guys, all of them, wanting to shake hands or fist bump, but I guarantee it's going to be going on out there. I just don't see it not happening. And then to have the caddies and players stand 6 feet away, how are you going to do that when players and caddies usually stand, you know, shoulder to shoulder and have a conversation? I just find that to be...
That's going to be out the window first round.
Yeah, that's going to go out the window first round. There's no doubt about it. I think you're going to get player and caddy right next to each other. And that's just the 6 feet apart isn't gonna happen unless they start, you know, implementing fines or stroke penalties. But that won't happen. And if it does happen, then there's gonna be a lot of guys that are fined.
Joined by Rich Beem, golf analyst from Sky Sports, and the beauty of what's going on, it just in the world of sports when everything returns is, we don't know what to expect. Like, what happens in the NBA? Yeah. What happens in the Stanley Cup playoffs? And what happens on the PGA Tour? I know guys have been hitting balls, but it's one thing from playing around at your local club to playing on tour. Is there a guy or two that you're kind of looking at saying, okay, their game kind of lends itself to this really unique situation where suddenly you're ramping things up after missing 3 months of action on tour?
I actually think it would help the guys that live down in Jupiter and West Palm, because they're probably still out there playing against each other quite a bit. I think guys that live remotely, like Andrew Landry, lives in Austin, and he's been out at my golf course a few times, but you know, he probably hasn't been playing with too many other tour guys. And so when you get back on tour, it's always one of those, you kind of got to work yourself back into it a little bit. So I think the guys that have played against each other, the Justin Thomases, Brooks Koepka, Rory's, a lot of those guys that live in Jupiter and West Palm, I think they would have probably a little bit of an edge because they've been competitive against one another. And I think that's what you need to do. You need to keep competitive as best you can. Then again, there's been some guys up in Dallas, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, and a couple of other guys that have been playing in a couple of small little tournaments, and I'm sure they've had some money games here and there, so they might be kind of sharp as well. But you really need to go out there and play for your own money. You need to get out there and be playing against guys that can flat out beat you, and you better show up with your A game. So the guys that are at home, and there's other tour players that live around them, and they've been playing golf together, that should serve them well.
When you get back into that competitive environment, Rich, what is the one thing where you usually say to yourself, I got to be patient? What is it? Does it always come down to putting? You got to wait for the putts to start going in? Is your driver all over the yard? What is it when you're taking a break and you're getting back into the competitiveness? What is it, that one thing where you're like, I got to be a little bit patient with this? Or I hope it's there right away, but sometimes it's not.
Well, since I normally drive it like a Greek god, I never had that problem with driving it all over the place. So I think each player's got their own little part of their game that'll probably test them a little bit. And whether it's a guy that gets the first tee jitters, or a guy that doesn't feel that confident with a putter or even chipping, I think that's where you'll see some guys struggle a little bit, especially coming off of a 3-month layoff. But each individual player is different. So I think most guys, though, are going to be, they should be refreshed mentally, which is going to be massive, because not too often in any professional player's career do you get to take 3 months off, and everybody else has to as well. So everybody's starting off the same level. And so nobody's been competitive, with the exception of a few guys playing in the match and skins game, have any kind of competition under their belt. So I think you're going to see some players start off a little bit rusty, some of the top players, but I think you'll also see some guys that they're so mentally fresh, they're ready to go, and they'll make some small errors here and there as they do, but they're going to be chomping at the bit, and they're going to be focused, and they're going to be hungry.
What are the players, what are they saying, Rich? I mean, are they all on board with this? In other leagues, there's some players that are like, is this really a safe thing to do? Should we be doing this? Do you know what the vibe is for the golfers? Are they all like, all right, let's fire this up and get this thing going here, like all of them? Or is there, what have you kind of heard through the players?
I think that most of them are fired up and ready to go. The one thing about PGA Tour is that you're still an independent contractor. So it's not like a team setting where you have to be at a practice, you have to do this. Nobody's forcing these guys to go back out and play. I've heard some players that have been a little bit apprehensive, but the good news is, or something positive, is that if they have issues about their family, if they're concerned about their little ones or parents or things like that, well, family members aren't allowed to come to the tournaments. I mean, you can't have any, they're going to limit everybody. So these guys, if they play four in a row, they may not see their spouse unless their spouse comes out to the tournament, hangs out in the hotel, and they go out and do something else during the day. But they're not allowed at the golf course. So I think there'd be a level of comfort after the first 2 or 3 weeks where everybody's like, okay, this is kind of, everything feels normal. But I would expect there's going to be a couple of guys at the first week or two that are a little apprehensive and not really sure what to do. I know Steve Stricker said today that he wasn't, even though he got a sponsor's invite to Colonial, he wasn't sure that he was going to play just because of his parents. And I think one of his daughters has a pre-existing condition with her, I don't say her lungs, but could be breathing. But still, it's player's choice whether they want to go out there or not. It's not like they're mandated by their teams. So that's a big difference, guys. If they don't want to play, you don't have to play, but here's your opportunity if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Rich Beam, former PGA champion, and you talked about driving the golf ball like a Greek god. I'll bring up another guy that does that, Tiger Woods. What do you think of his performance in the match, and do you think that from what you saw from there, that he could be, you know, at his age and at his stage of his career, be a guy who can consistently put up results this season?
No, I mean, Tiger Woods, he's washed up, he's done with, right?
Okay, well, that great interview, let's just clip that, and we'll run that for the rest of the day.
You know, no, in fact, Tiger's swing looks so much better than it had in previous years, I thought, and he's swinging within himself, so he is driving the golf ball better. He's keeping it into play. I think that this rest has probably been really good for him, but here's the thing, you know, what's he going to play in? And I've heard different rumors about what some of the writers and some of the Tiger experts think. I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised, and I'd be disappointed if he didn't show up to one of the first four events where there's no crowds, because that's the big thing for him. Mm-hmm. It's about everything that goes on around him outside the ropes. I mean, he's got so many people out there. If he's got nobody out there bugging him, he can play very freely in a free environment. You know, it's going to be unlike anything he's ever experienced before. I mean, hell, I've played a lot of times in front of nobody. He gets to go out there and actually get to have the same kind of feeling out there. So I'd be a little bit surprised if he didn't play in some of those events, just because I think that it'd be easy for him. It wouldn't be so time consuming. It wouldn't be so difficult, you know, navigating crowds, talking to the media, because even the media is going to have limited access to the players. So I would think it'd be a perfect time to go out there and take his golf game out for a spin and see how it is looking before the PGA Championship in Harding Park in August. But we'll see him play a few times. I would expect one of two of the tournaments at Muirfield Village, the Memorial, would be one of them. And then, boy, I'm having a hard time picking out another one unless he comes out and plays early. Then we might see him play a little bit more often. But he's a creature of habit and usually picks off those places where he's had success with, is comfortable with. But it'd be nice to see him come out and go to a harbor town where driver's not necessary at a lot of places. And he can just take his 2-iron out there and hit it right down the fairway and be very successful. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what he's thinking about. But I think it'd be a good idea if he did. But listen, Tiger, he can do whatever he wants. He's earned that right.
Yeah, totally. Rich, I'll leave you with this. And I brought this up the last time that you and I chatted on this radio station probably a year ago. And I want to know how Mark Rowe is doing. Not me, but the guy who spells his name the same way. The guy who was disqualified from the Open Championship because of his scorecard. And the guy who's not on Twitter and apparently is very polarizing on the air. What's that?
You probably get beaten up on Twitter. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Rowe. You suck.
That's the PG-13 version. I don't know what's with European golf fans, but they are like belligerent. Anyways, I just want to know how my fellow Mark Rowe is doing during the pandemic.
Mark is doing quite well, thank you. In fact, I'll actually have to call him tomorrow morning. He has a house in Spain with his new lovely bride, and they spend a lot of time down there just hanging out in the afternoons after playing golf, drinking some sangria, and watching the sunset. He's got a beautiful spot there. I've seen some pictures of it, and he's doing very well. But, yes, and the one thing you have to realize is that when we're on air together, because he and I work together in the U.S. only, that's usually kind of the end of the evening into the late hours that we're on in the U.K. and Ireland, just about the time that folks are back home and they're pretty well lubricated and they're just going to go ahead and let it fly. So yes, the folks that say stuff on Twitter, I can only imagine what you get there, Mark, because that is hysterical. And you're right, he is not on Twitter.
I can just see him like on a lounger in Spain with his bride going, and this idiot from Canada has to take it all. It's the best. Anyways, good to know he's doing well, though. That's all I was worried about.
He's doing well. He's doing well. I'll let him know that you said howdy.
Okay, thanks very much. Always great having you on the show. Love your perspective. All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to talking golf in the future.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you have it. Former PGA champion Rich Beam from Sky Sports and a colleague of Mark Rowe. Not me, but another Mark Rowe, who made a lot more money and now is living in Spain because of it. So
I was going to say, you got to get yourself a spot in Spain.
Yeah. What am I doing? I could just I got to become better friends with Rafa and just hang out in his place in Mallorca, and I can troll Mark Masters from there.
Wow, it'd be great. You go. I mean, I think Spain is beautiful. I wish we could go to some of these spots, and eventually we will be able to get back. But when you start to think of, you know, countries like that, I can only imagine him just sitting in a villa, just enjoying life in Spain.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
It reminds me of Matt Sundin on his yacht and saying, sorry, I'll pass.
He's gone.
He's gone. Did we lose?
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry.
You're frozen there for a second.
I don't mind drop-in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Dude, it's like go to break. The guest is gone.
Okay.
He's gone. Okay. He was gone.
Like, I wrap it up in my head. I'm like, you're going to break. I don't need to focus anymore. Like, come on.
My mistake.